Hey there, awesome humans. This is Laura Bennett, your friendly neighborhood life coach, dropping some truth bombs right into your ears. Today, we're diving deep into something that can feel like navigating a minefield. Forgiveness. It's not always easy, trust me. We all have those moments where someone messes up, hurts us, or leaves us feeling betrayed. And yeah, the urge to hold on to that anger, that resentment, it's totally understandable. But holding on to that baggage, it's like carrying around a heavy backpack on a hike, exhausting, right? Today, we're going to explore how forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened or forgetting. It's about releasing the grip that anger has on us and choosing to move forward with lightness and clarity. Because let's face it, holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die with the ones who suffer in the end. So grab your favorite mug of something warm, get comfy, and let's unpack this together. First up, forgiveness isn't about them, it's about you. Ever felt like you were stuck in a loop of replaying the same hurtful event over and over? Like you're trapped in a mental movie marathon of misery? Holding on to anger keeps us chained to the experience. Forgiveness allows us to step out of that cycle, break free from the past, and reclaim our own power. Second, forgiveness isn't about forgetting. You can forgive someone without condoning their actions. It's about acknowledging what happened, accepting it as part of your story, and choosing not to let it define you anymore. Think of it like this: you wouldn't erase a painful memory from a book because it made the story richer, right? That forgiveness is a process, not a switch you flip on. There will be good days and bad days. Some days you might feel like giving it all up, like that anger is just too heavy to bear. That's okay. Be patient with yourself. Take things one step at a time, and remember that every small step towards forgiveness is a victory. Well, forgiveness doesn't mean reconciliation. You can forgive someone without having them back in your life. Sometimes the healthiest choice is distance. Forgiveness isn't about fixing them or making them accountable. It's about freeing yourself from the emotional burden you've been carrying. And lastly, forgiveness is an act of self-love. It takes courage to let go of anger and resentment. It means choosing to protect your own peace, your own well-being. Forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength, the strength to move on, to heal, and to create a brighter future for yourself. Now, let's talk about a real-world scenario that many of us can relate to. Picture this: you're at work, and a coworker takes credit for your brilliant idea. You feel angry, disrespected, maybe even betrayed. Your mind starts replaying the moment, amplifying every detail, fueling that fire of resentment. You could choose to hold on to that anger, let it fester and poison your thoughts and actions. Or you can practice forgiveness. It might not erase the sting immediately, but it will start chipping away at that resentment, freeing you from its grip. You might even discover a new sense of empowerment, knowing that you're choosing to rise above the situation, focusing on your own success instead of getting caught in someone else's drama. Remember, forgiveness isn't about excusing bad behavior, it's about freeing yourself from its chains. It's a gift you give to yourself, paving the way for healing, growth, and a lighter heart. It takes courage to forgive, but the rewards are immeasurable. So, what steps can you take today to practice forgiveness? Start by acknowledging your feelings. Let yourself feel the anger, the hurt, whatever comes up. Then, consciously choose to release those emotions. You don't have to condone the actions, but you can choose to not let them define you. Practice self-compassion. Remember that everyone makes mistakes, including ourselves. And finally, keep moving forward. Focus on your goals, cultivate positive relationships, and surround yourself with people who support and uplift you. Forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate every small victory, and trust that the more you practice forgiveness, the lighter you'll feel. Until next time, my amazing listeners, remember to embrace the power of forgiveness and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.